Okay, I'm here with two members of the Kate Hastings Band. First off, tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background.
Well, I think the most important thing that we always try to tell people is basically we are all three farm kids. We're all sons and daughter of farmers, and really that's what brought us together. We all moved here independently, but Josh and I met at a writer's round, and then I creeped him on Facebook, as you do. I'd just never seen someone that good at guitar or singing that wasn't famous, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to be in a band with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it yet. We'll work it out. So I stalked him accordingly, and then a few years later, Cam came on board, and I don't even know if we were looking for a drummer to complete the band or what we were going for, but basically he had the same fundamentals, was raised the same way, and it just felt like a God thing. So that's kind of, we've been together a little over 3 years now, and we're just now getting to the point where I think we all feel very comfortable with each other, and you know, there's a building process.
Right.
And our playing is really starting to feel like it's supposed to.
Okay. All right, you guys have a new EP coming out this summer. Tell us a little bit about this project.
Well, you want to tell them where we recorded and stuff?
I mean, we've been working with a producer from out of town named Tyler Smith, and he has ties to Kate back where they grew up in Ohio and the music community there. And he's primarily a rock guy. He raps in like a Linkin Park type group.
Oh, wow.
And never done a country thing, but he talked to Kate and was like, hey, I promise I can make you guys happy. Like, let me try one song. And
yeah.
So we recorded this song called Just Friends with him, and people in Nashville constantly at different studios constantly ask, where did you get this? So he moved out to LA a little over a year ago, and so we'll fly out to LA once in a while and record with him or fly tracks back and forth.
But
it wasn't our grand plan to record with him or anything. He kind of pursued us, and he's like, I think country, like, you know, some of the producers are shorting you, and we're like, great, yeah, sure. He's like, just try this, just give me a shot at it. And we were like, oh, are you like looking to getting into country bands? He's like, no, I'm looking to get into this band.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, that makes you feel great, especially when he's recording with high profile clients in LA. And it just was like, let's just try it. And then there was just a magic that was different.
Yeah.
But the songs we write, Kate and I primarily write from a place of nostalgia. We talk about authentically where we come from, since we all have such a shared background. So
that's what's missing from today's country
music.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, you know, everything's just very authentic. We've all lived it, and we just write about it. So high school football games and growing up on the farm and going back to the creek, and none of it is a lie.
Like, it's all happened. Yeah, and I think country artists are not stupid, or country music listeners are not stupid. They can tell when it's fake. Like, your biggest stars, whether you like their stuff or not, they had something that was so real that people could touch. And I think that that's, like, as far as female artists, that's really missing right now. And I really enjoy, like, digging into what the guys are writing and why it is more successful right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with furniture and really putting in that feeling, like, not always being in first person, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And it's just been really fun to explore my writing style with the way he plays, because he's such a better musician than I am, so it can kind of tie into that whole thing. And then Cam just brings the comic relief, and he's just started in the writing process with us, which has been awesome.
Okay. All right, your most recent music video for a song called Behind the Bleachers was picked up by GAC. Did you see an uptick in your social media fan base thanks to that?
Yeah,
I mean, people were really reactive. I think our engagement, more than the pickup in actual like likes or anything like that, we noticed people really reaching out and starting to pay attention to finally what we were doing.
Right.
And the editing for it was actually nominated for an Emmy. So that turned into like a whole nother thing and a whole nother world that we didn't even really know existed, just being in Nashville. And I got to hear a lot about like how that process works and why that video ended up there, and it was the first music video from Ohio to do anything like that, so that was really cool for us and really cool for the producer. So that was just unexpected. We were like, who? He called, he's like, oh, I'm nominated for an Emmy. I was like, yeah, bye. And I don't believe you.
Okay, what's your schedule going to be like for CMA Fest this week? shows, appearances?
We have, we'll be at our booth at the Music City Center every day from at least 10 to 1:30, and then two of the days, I think, I want to say Thursday and Friday, we've got shows, I think a Women in Country, or a Women in Music.
Yeah, Rock Bottom Brewery.
Rock Bottom tomorrow, and then we'll play at Opry Mills Mall on Friday, and then we play, I think it's 6 o'clock each day, Saturday and Sunday, which is going to be crazy with the Preds.
Oh, and they just tried to add us on Friday, by the way, for Tavern 96.
Okay.
Yeah, right, so attached to Bridgestone Arena.
When they asked us, we were like, okay, yes. So it's
2,000 fans? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's the bar that's owned by the Bridgestone, and so when they asked, I was like, okay, yes, how many, and when?
How much do we have to pay you?
Right. Do we need to pay you?
Okay, so your band is, as you mentioned, from three different Midwest states. Where are y'all based out of now? Are you all here in Nashville? Or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We all live here now. They actually, Josh and Cam, live together.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
Which is an adventure sometimes.
Yes, I try to stay away as much as possible. And then I live with a girl here on Music Row. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, what's been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
I'm sure it'll be different for both of us.
Yeah, you know, we've talked recently about, like, what are you most proud of and so far in a journey, and there's a lot of moments, like we talked about the music video or getting to open for people like Kelly Pickler or Randy House or whoever, but
yeah.
I honestly, for me, it's just being able to write something that, you know, like Bleachers, where I just sat down in my living room at like midnight one night and came up with the chorus, and we finished it, and fast forward to playing out at festivals or something and seeing not just people react to it, but like seeing like groups of preteen girls like screaming the lyrics back at us, and wow. it's a cool feeling to be able to connect with people that way and seeing people react to it.
Fun fact about Josh writing Bleachers and telling you that he writes from a completely authentic standpoint, it's about a high school football game and falling in love, and he had to ask me what a high school ring was. Yes, you did. And then Cam, he tells the story. He's like, everything we write is like from the heart. And then Cam's like, but you didn't go to high school. Josh was homeschooled. So now the big joke is like, yeah, Josh, that was so deep for you.
Like, busted.
Yeah, well.
Okay. You didn't answer. What was your biggest wow moment?
I feel like wow moment, I don't know, it's the last like 2 months in particular have been really surreal. It's like every time we think a door closes, like a brand new one that's better opens, and like we all have a really serious belief and faith that we maintain, and you know, it's been like, you know, we're 3 years deep into this, and it becomes exhausting, and it becomes like, you become ashamed, you know, you're like, oh man, it should have happened by now, or what am I doing? And there are days where you just question everything, and I think my wow moments are the moments where I'm like, holy cow, all this stuff has already happened. You sit down and you're like, why are you sad? Like, so many people would trade places with you, but you're so, you know, you become like not focused on your faith, or you're not focused on the music, and then you get in your own head. So I think just the last couple of months I've really started to be like, oh, cool. This is actually something really cool we did. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say just recent. It's been incredible.
Okay. Each of you also have to answer this one. What is the number one item on your bucket list?
God, yours will involve Bono, I'm sure.
No, you go first. I got to think about this one.
I don't know. I really want to meet or play with Dwight Yoakam and try to fit in his pants, like, because they're so small. I just want to see. It doesn't, but it's
fit,
it comes from
not
a very
get.
Yeah, not get in. I just find him so fascinating in his journey from Bakersfield back to Nashville, and like he does like this half yodel. I feel like when he sings on every line, and I've modeled so much of what I do when I sing on that. That meeting him, I just like, I don't know really what I would say. Just like, I want to yodel like you ish. but I want to meet Dwight Yoakam.
Okay.
I know that I shouldn't. On my bucket list, there are things like playing arena shows and things like that.
Wear Bono sunglasses.
But I know that I have my bucket list started on my computer in a file, and I know that number one is riding one of those water jet ski things, where, yeah. not the jet skis, but the, like the...
Jet packs
that makes you, takes you up like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah.
That's, I know that that's number one. Just,
there's got to be something out of
For real?
Yeah.
That's number one?
You got to be able to do that out of Percy Priest Lake.
Yeah. Like, help me help you get signed. It has nothing to do with the water jetpack. What the hell?
Did it have to be music related? That's fine.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now, outside of music, what is something that you guys are really passionate about? And you can each also answer this individually or as a group.
You can go first, Bono, for Josh.
You're going to keep bringing it up until I say something.
He, like, has a Superman crush on Bono.
I love you too, with a reckless abandon. So I suppose we'll go with that. Yeah, I've been into U2 since high school, and I've gotten to see him live once, but in college, I found a way to include Bono in just about every paper that I wrote all through every year. So, yeah, that's...
Not creepy.
Yeah, not creepy at all.
For me, I'm really into horses. I showed horses all growing up, and we've, like, kind of thrown around the idea of me getting a horse here just because it's just so good. If you've done it your whole life and then you don't have it, it's just, like, very emotionally strange. And so... I guess for me, I'm very passionate about horses. I'm passionate about my family and farming, and I would love, like, to start a little farm here and just have a couple horses and, yeah, and let people that have never ridden come over, because I'm always blown away when someone's like, I've never ridden a horse. It's like, man, I feel like you don't know, like, true, like, freedom and power until that, so
well,
I'd love to do
let's
that.
Let's be honest, you don't just want horses, you want a goat.
Oh, I do want one goat, and I want to name him Totes my goat. Because it'll be my goat.
Would it be the sleeping kind that falls over when they get
scared? I can only hope. I want a beard, like a bearded goat. Yeah.
Okay. All right, musically, what would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses?
Ooh.
As individuals? As a band?
You can do it as a band or individuals, and whatever causes the least amount of conflict between you guys.
There's nothing that can happen between us that has not already happened. Who even says that?
That's not...
Except all the... Never mind. Yeah. Go.
You know, I think the thing about us, especially the two of us working together as a team, writing-wise, is she is so lyrically driven, and I'm so musical. Like, it, as in just... the melody and the chords behind it.
Right.
But sometimes we butt heads, because when I hear a song, I'm listening to the music portion and she's hearing the lyrics, and she can ask me after I've listened 5 times to something and be like, I don't know what they said.
Yeah.
And so it's been a learning process partially for both of us, and when we're writing, sometimes we'll butt heads because we have different styles, but it ends up, you know, iron sharpening iron. Like,
yeah.
We end up coming out with a better product because of it. So I think... We each have our weaknesses that way, but we end up, it ends up forming a better team and a better match.
Yeah, and Cam kind of, like, balances it, you know, when there's a conflict. We're both very emotionally driven, and he's just very, like, laissez-faire, go, you know, he'll party with anyone on the road, he's never met a stranger, and so he kind of, like, helps bring in this dynamic that, like, loosens the reins just a little so that our live shows, like, we can properly bring... the music to life in our live shows and not take it so serious. You know, there's like a more of a camaraderie on stage now, I think.
Right.
In the beginning our stage performance was low because it's hard to incorporate 3 people into like a very believable situation and let your guard down and play this like very intimate music with these other 2 individuals versus just like as a single artist, a band is backing you.
Yeah.
So I think we've just now started to really come into our own as far as like being on stage and being very comfortable in our own skin and then together.
Right. Okay. And lastly, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I feel like I get these emails all the time and I like never really know the right... Don't do it. I'm just kidding. Like, I would never let my child do
this. You'd be surprised how many people throw... Because I always ask that question.
Yeah.
As a final question. Because I work with a lot of local artists back home doing... kind of PR stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they do it for you, and so I always throw that out there as the last question. You'd be surprised at how many people jokingly will say, yeah, don't do it.
I mean, it will take every inch of everything you have emotionally, everything you have faith-wise, everything you have physically. And so I think the first thing I would say is be sure. Like, you know, I think in the beginning, I was very sure of the way I wanted the project to look. And I played music and been in bands for years. So there was not any question left. There wasn't like a, should I do music? Once I made the decision, I was firm in it. And I was going to do it one way or another. Mm-hmm. But I have friends here that, you know, it's like they do music, but then they have other things on the side and stuff like that. Right. And I read a great book recently, like How to Make It in the New Music Business. And one thing he said that's resonated with me that I've started emailing back to people is he said every time you like give yourself an out, you will always take the out. So like if you get a job that's like giving you, you could move up in this job. Do not get a job you can move up in. Do not give a job that lets you wiggle room in your passion. Give a job that allows you to tithe your music, basically keep it funded, yeah, that you can leave at any time and doesn't emotionally drain you from the situation you're in. Because it's like the minute you stop looking at it as a very serious entity of business, it is not fun. A lot of it is not fun. Most of it, in fact, is not fun.
Yeah.
The 20 minutes on stage are, you know, built by the 20 weeks of crazy practice and crazy interviews and barely making ends meet and people canceling writing sessions, people canceling meetings, you banging on doors, you know, that a lot of it's very unpleasant. Oh, yeah. And so I think look a little bit behind the red curtain just before you do it, because I didn't know. And it can be a dream squasher when you get here and you see what really happened. So I would just be sure, and I'd do my research before, because it is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Say be sure of who you are, but also be willing to learn.
Yeah, you're always going to grow.
I know there's been people I've known who have moved to town and have a very hard-headed, prideful attitude about who they are and are way too sure of who they are,
right,
to the point where they won't listen to anybody and it ends up becoming their downfall.
Right.
So humility goes a long way in this town.
Yeah.
That and if you don't know social media, learn it quick.
Or get with a great PR firm like, yeah, National Music Media. I mean, it's such a big part of the game now.
Yeah.
And you just can't do without it. And so I would say, like, before anything, start that. Do not start a band without it. Like, you need to be, your career should be mapped from the whole way through. And it's like, people don't like that. Well, it's not working for the people that don't.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, you're exactly right. That's just a crazy part of it that's now a huge entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate your time. And
yeah,
I hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
And we will see you soon.
All right.